There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.
I want to read to you something very important and something that must be brought to an end. And maybe it'll take the United States Supreme Court to get us there, but we'll find out. Dateline, College Station, Texas. This is from the Wall Street Journal, an op-ed piece written by my next guest. I was fired from my nursing job this year for refusing to take implicit bias training. After 39 years of providing equal care to all my patients without regard to their race, I objected to a mandatory course grounded in the idea that I'm racist because I'm white. I fear every healthcare professional will soon be forced to make the same awful decision I did, falsely admit to being racist or abandon the medical field. Joining me now is Laura Morgan. She spent 39 years as a nurse, fired for refusing to admit she's a racist when she says, "I am not." Laura, good to have you.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here.
So, your story, unfortunately, becoming more familiar. These healthcare institutions and others requiring people like you to take these courses and admit you're racist to overcome unconscious bias and other nonsense. Because systemic racism, it just means, as you wrote here, ingrained racism. And you also wrote, "I fail to see how real discrimination, real racial discrimination, is justified by my non-existent racism." It's pretty shocking, Laura.
It is. And the ideologies that have infiltrated the medical field now are really damaging to the field. And a lot of people are having to make some of the same decisions that I made, which is either take this training and agree to the acknowledgments that the training wants you to do, or either lose your job or, in some cases, not get your professional license. That's really degrading to the profession.
It certainly is. Now, it's happening all over the country. It's happening where I live, because in June, Michigan started requiring all professional license holders to take 2 hours of implicit bias training. That's everyone. Doctors, nurses, dentists, counselors. The training must be taken at every license renewal, which sends the message that racism is essentially permanent and incurable, you wrote. I mean, so we're just rotten individuals because we have white skin, and hundreds of years ago, people that looked like me bought slaves from the African kings on the shores of Africa. By the way, they didn't go in looking for the slaves. They were sold to them by... They bought black people from black people on the shores of Africa, just like the woman defending the crown in the UK recently wrote. This idea that racism is only white people is so nonsensical. Racism, does it exist? Sure it does. Lots of groups don't like lots of other groups. That's true, isn't it?
Well, the concept of implicit bias or unconscious bias, like the course that I took, was it assumes that some groups of people are just automatically guilty of racial prejudice against other groups simply by virtue of skin color. It's just that we're unaware of it. And so the ideologues who promote this idea in healthcare claim that our unconscious bias leads us to make decisions about patients that are going to result in poor outcomes for those patients. So therefore, we must be trained to recognize it and then admit that we harbor unconscious biases against our patients. And this way of thinking actually creates barriers between healthcare providers and patients instead of building trust and getting to the business of taking care of the patient's healthcare problem.
Yeah. Did you ever treat a patient differently because they're big or tall, fat or small, black or white, anything at all?
You have to approach your patient with the way that you approach all patients is to look at the big picture. And what implicit bias training wants to train you to do is in that moment of decision-making at the bedside with the patient, face-to-face with them, then you need to confront your unconscious biases and make decisions and admissions that, yes, I harbor a bias against this patient, so I need to respond in a way that I don't unintentionally harm them.
Which makes no sense whatsoever. So let me let me put it this way, 39 years as a nurse, right? What kind of nursing?
My background is pretty varied. I'm a native Texan, but I spent a lot of time in rural New Mexico. So my clinical background is in emergency nursing and in the critical care arena.
All right, but so let me ask you this. This is what I'm driving at. In your 39 years, there's probably a few patients you remember, maybe a few that didn't make it, that broke your heart. That's what I'm going to guess. I'm going to put myself in your shoes for a moment. And I'm going to guess you lost some people along the way that broke your heart. And I'm guessing that some of those people that you lost and didn't expect to, that you had an attachment to, weren't just white people. That you lost people you cared about that were, as they say, people of color. Am I right or wrong?
You're 100% correct. And yeah, sometimes those losses weren't unexpected, but what I remember about them is the connection that I had with them, that nurse-patient relationship, not what color they were or what their race or ethnicity is. And when our
So what you're telling me, that the nurse-patient relationship, and trust me, I spent a lot of time in emergency rooms because gravity always wins. There's something about that nurse-patient relationship, which I understand quite well, that transcends race or religion or creed or color. There is a connection, and good nurses are the backbone of the healthcare industry, not just here, but around the world. Nurses are the backbone of healthcare in this world. And to dismiss somebody accusing them of implicit bias or refusing to say, well, I'm a racist, is absolutely disgusting, frankly. What do you say?
I couldn't agree with you more. And that connection is on a human level. It's not on a racial level. And we need to be able to have those relationships in order to provide the best care rather than trying to place everything on a racial level and say, oh, I got to be careful here because I'm white, my patient isn't, and I don't want to do anything that's going to have a poor outcome for them. That's really destructive to the healthcare industry overall, and I appreciate your comment about nursing being the backbone because it's really true.
It is true. Trust me. I've busted myself up in, well, I spent hospital time in New Zealand, Canada, America. You know, I've Like I say, I can tell you, Laura, that gravity always wins and Gruber always loses. That I can assure you. It's a great article. I implore people to go read it. Implicit bias training cost me my nursing job. It's in the Wall Street Journal. It was published just September 30th. Laura, it's a terrific article. You're doing the right thing. You're fighting for health care, and I thank you for doing it.
I thank you, and if people want to read about the Michigan situation, they can go to donoharmmedicine.org and check out our commentary section.
Donoharmmedicine.org. Donoharmmedicine.org. Laura, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Quick break. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down, unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. Tomorrow sounds like hydrogen being added to natural gas to make it more sustainable. It sounds like solar panels generating thousands of megawatts. And it sounds like carbon being captured and stored, keeping it out of our atmosphere. We've been bridging to a sustainable energy future for more than 20 years. Because what we do today helps ensure tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.